do you see the internet as being both, is that more of a hopeful direction, or can you see it also exacerbating the problem?
No, I think it's more of a hopeful direction. The happy story I like to tell myself about the internet is someone in some tiny village up in Ontario or in Kenya or in Brazil somewhere who gets next to the internet and realizes, you know, I can get out of this preposterous scene by simply, if I'm ambitious, if I just unleash my own ambition and the educational power of this, then I can go to the large city and conquer, go to the capital and export myself to somewhere else. And I assume this is happening. Because, you know, you meet in the third world incredibly ambitious people who only by their circumstance are confined. Well, if you rearrange their circumstance, so if they want a degree in electrical engineering, all they have to do is be online night after night after night. That's pretty exciting.
So how do you see that changing the kind of the cultural matrix or the emerging global culture?
Well, hopefully it gives it a more international flavor and people realize that there is an, I don't want to use words like a natural elite of native intelligence or something like that. But in fact, there is something. I mean, smart people would be a fine thing to put them in charge for a while and see if that does any good. I mean, they're taking charge where the money is, but that's not a very deep value. What if they took charge where the power and the actual, the morphogenetic intent was coming from? The design process, this is what we...
But do you see that happening? I mean, are you, if that's sort of your vision, you must be a little concerned about the evident power of money and pure greed to largely drive development rather than design principles with an eye towards the future and social equity and ecological improvement.
Yes, except to some degree, except that it is a... people who, you know, Mao said or somebody said, to get rich is glorious. I'd say to get rich is modestly affirmable, something like that. There's no sin in getting rich as long as what you're doing is not, you know, making people into lampshades or something like that. It's better than a collectivist goal of some sort, it seems to me.